Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Hello, and welcome to Brokenomics. Now, this is an episode that I don't really want to make. In fact, I've been, for the last hour or so, fiddling around with the camera battery and God knows what else, trying to think of a decent excuse not to make it. This is not an episode I want to make. It's more like an episode that I feel that I kind of have to make because, from what I can tell, recent events, nobody is seeing this clearly. I mean, perhaps one or two commentators do, but for the vast majority, the government included, they do not understand clearly what is happening. And so I kind of feel that I have to make this one. And it's not going to be a good one. I like with my content to try and give you something upbeat, something positive, where possible, a bit fun and lighthearted, but this is not going to be one of those episodes. I'm afraid this is going to be a bit bleak, and the subject matter is going to be bleak. And what I'm going to be talking about is the current situation in the UK. There has been something like 17 stabbings in the last 48 hours. And I don't believe, and I think what they mean by the stabbings, I think they mean just fatal stabbings. Not including the three children. I think that counts as just one incident. And of course, in that case, which we will talk about and we must talk about in more detail because everybody else has brushed over it and kind of moved past it, but I'm not willing to do that. A room full of children at a dance class, little girls, were attacked by a man with a machete. Three of them killed and other children grievously injured in a machete attack on children. That happened a few days ago, and it has been seized upon. It has been used. This isn't the episode I was going to make. In fact, I wasn't going to make an episode this week. I've been a bit ill. Top tip, by the way, don't get ill when it's hot. That's not good. And I wasn't actually going to make an episode this week. I thought the viewers will understand. You know, I can take 1 week off. I don't think I've missed an episode yet. I've kept them weekly. But I've just watched a statement from the Prime Minister, and I feel that I have to make this. I have to talk about this. We are in dangerous times. We are in very dangerous times. Prime Minister's statement was an acceleration of the total state. More facial recognition, digital ID. I don't think he highlighted that specifically, but that will almost certainly be part of it. Absolutist police response, a crackdown on the far right. Who are the far right? Well, it never gets defined. When I was a younger man, the far right basically meant people who thought that the moustache man of the 1930s was a good egg and had the right idea. These days, the far right apparently means people who are upset with children being butchered with a machete and want to focus on that. That is apparently the the encompassment of the far right at this point. People have been driven to fury over countless attacks. And it's been a long thing coming. Of course, we had those tens of thousands of rapes of children that the government pretty much covered up. I thought that could be a breaking point. It didn't happen then. But, you know, we're now at the stage where, what was it, a year ago, we had young students butchered. And now it's children. But the Prime Minister didn't want to talk about that. He mentioned them only in passing. You know, he referred to grieving families, so they got a tangential reference, but he was not upset about that, or at least he made no effort to appear as if he was upset about that. He was upset about other things. His highest concern was stamping out the far right. We're going to need to come on and talk about what he actually means by that. What is actually going on here? He was also concerned with giving warnings to tech billionaires who operate social media. He means Elon Musk. He didn't name him, but he means Elon Musk. Elon has opened up Twitter in a way that allows people like me, people like you, to speak more freely than we could have done and call out government mistakes, call out the social decay. And he's clearly not a fan of that. And so he took aim at him and gave warning shots. This is a obviously coordinated effort along with, you know, the EU has been very belligerent on this. And now that we have a Labour government, it seems that Britain is going to coordinate with those forces to do what they can do to bring Elon to heel, to not allow people to speak freely about their concerns. The Prime Minister was also very much interested in reassuring the Muslim community. And thank goodness, we don't want the Muslim community to be feeling unsafe. There was no mention at all, not even once, of reassuring the native population that our children would be safe. None of the journalists asked that question either. They had plenty of opportunity. I think his statement was only about 5 minutes long. He then gave 15 minutes to questions. Not a single one of them asked, how are you going to keep our children safe? For them, it simply doesn't merit a mention. We need to talk about why that is. He also focused on, like many establishments, left-wing commentators have done, on what they see as coordination. That the riots that came in response to the murder of the little girls had to be coordinated. And we need to talk about that because we need to understand what's going on here. Essentially, what he was doing was he was explaining that he was going to use this opportunity to dismantle the support networks of his political enemies. And I want to get into all of that. The media, like I mentioned, had no concern for the murder of the children. They seemed to understand their part very well. They were very keen to turn this again to their political enemies, the political enemies of the establishment. They wanted to talk about Nigel Farage. They wanted to talk about Twitter. You know, they did their part perfectly, because that is what the media is these days. It is an extension of government to advance the things that the government wants to talk about. And I can't help but thinking that these elites, the political establishment, and those who identify with these political elites, you know, their lackeys, their hanger-ons, that you see them on media, you see them in the media, you see them on Twitter, they all owe the man who attacked those little girls a deep debt of gratitude, because he has given them an opportunity to do all of the things that they wanted to do, and they are going to take advantage of this opportunity. And the rage that the British people feel, knowing that there will be no satisfactory response, there will be no, well, as I said, the media doesn't even want to talk about how we're going to keep our children safe. So, look, before I get into it, the first thing I need to do is thank our audience, because there are very few outlets where people can push back against the official line. Lotus Eaters is one of them. And we can only do it because you support us. And if any of you are watching the preview of this episode on YouTube or elsewhere, if you can support us, I would very much appreciate it. Nobody at the Lotus Eaters is doing this for money. Everything is, I mean, we're doing okay, but everything is tight because obviously running several studios and lots of staff, it does cost. There's lots of other costs as well. And those of you who support us, you know, it's £5 a month. It's not a big ask. If you feel that what we do is important, if you feel that it is valuable to have an outlet which does not toe the standard government line, that can push back on some of this stuff, you know, if you're not already supporting us, please do, because it's not much from you, but it does make a difference. And if we can't fund something like this, then, you know, it won't exist. So thank you if you're already supporting, and if you're not, please consider it. It's not a lot of money. Just come over to lotuseaters.com and sign up. Even if it's the standard £5 a month, it really does make a difference. It was clear from the Prime Minister's statement that people like us are now in the crosshairs. Not the people who attack children, but people like us. So the episode that I was going to do next, I was going to talk about my own political journey, because for 25 years I've been involved in politics, and I can't say that I've been involved in politics at a high level, but I've certainly been involved with people who have been involved at a politics at a high level. I've worked in the House of Commons. I've worked on leadership campaigns. I've, you know, fought in elections. And over those 25 years, I've seen the evolution of the political tone and tenor in this country from, and I'm not very good at labels, so I don't know what to call it, but whatever form of democracy that we had 25 years ago, that is very much coming to an end. And the conclusion of the story that I was going to tell in the video that I was going to make next was that we are in the latest stages of this thing, and something new is about to come, and it is going to be very likely darker. Now, maybe it's darkest before the storm, maybe something comes out of that, but we're going to focus on the short term in this episode, and the short term is rather bleak. But instead of doing that and coming to the conclusion that we're in the late stages, maybe the end stages of what we did have, I was then going to come on to various predictions. about what is likely to happen next. And one of those predictions was an increase in exactly this, sectarian, ethnic-based conflict. And I thought that was going to be coming over the next, over the course of the next decade, perhaps. But then it happened straight away. You know, it happened this week. So before I move on with the analysis, we have to talk about the attack, because everybody else, like I say, has already moved past it, and I can't do that. A young man, 17 apparently, a Rwandan, born to Rwandan parents, but born in Wales, walked into what must have been a premeditated attack, because, you know, that he went to a dance class, and you wouldn't have known where this dance class was. It was, I mean, it was up an alley. It was not an obvious place to find. He walked into it with a machete and attacked those children. And that hits really hard. I mean, it would hit anyone hard. Any decent human being would be shocked and appalled by this. But trust me, if you don't already have children, once you have children, it hits even harder. I mean, in my case, I've got two young daughters, and they don't go anymore, but for a couple of years, they did go to a dance class very similar to this in a nearby city. And, you know, just the thought that it could have been them is quite galling and horrifying. They used to go together as well. I mean, they're slightly different ages, but they used to go together. You know, in a different timeline, I could be dealing with that. It is, you know, one of the most horrific, senseless, brutal, evil attacks that I can think of. I mean, you have to go back to the Dunblane massacre of, was that 30 plus years ago, where a man walked into a school with a shotgun and killed children. It's of that level. It was a truly shocking thing. And losing children, it is the worst imaginable thing. You know, if you have children, they are your continuation. You know, as you start to get older, you come to terms with the fact that you are mortal. Your time is limited. But having children gives you a certain peace with that. You're okay with it, because you know that your children will endure and they will go on into the future. If your children are murdered, it's like being deleted from the timeline. A horrific event. So we have to remember the attack, the response to the attack was rioting in the town where it happened, although there are reports that a lot of the people involved in it aren't local to the town. They came in another location, and also in London, fighting with the police. Now, I don't advocate, obviously, for those riots. I'm against them. I'm against attacking police, of course. But I understand where these people are. They have seen many attacks like this. They've even seen attacks on children. And they don't have a platform. They don't have a way to speak to people and get out their thoughts on this. They thought that, you know, I think they thought correctly, that the official response would be, okay, we're going to do an investigation, and then we have a trial. There would be no mention of mass immigration, because of all of these attacks that are taking place, they're almost all, almost exclusively, people who have come to this country, and those attacks would not have taken place if they had not come to this country. And there will never be any discussion of that. So the people who are gripped as I am with just this deep sense of dread that we've reached a point in this country where children are getting massacred. I mean, not just children. I mean, it's desperately upsetting when it's children. But like I said, there's been 17 stabbings in the last 48 hours, you know, where we had an army colonel, lieutenant colonel stabbed in the streets, multiple other people. I mean, it is just something you have to deal with in this country these days, that you might encounter somebody who almost certainly does not have a lineage in this country, who may kill you or your children. And people understand that they will be brushed off. They will be told it was an isolated incident. It was a mental health thing. And if you've got a problem with that, well, in 4 years' time, you get to walk into another polling booth and mark another cross. And that is your only legitimate outlet. And by the way, you can vote for people who are sufficiently sanitized that the Electoral Commission deems them worthy to be able to enter the political process. And even then, you know, even fairly milquetoast options like Reform, even they will be attacked at every opportunity, have their bank account shut down. You know, this is very much a managed democracy where those who advocate for things that the ruling elites consider particularly important are simply not allowed to engage with the process. So effectively, people knew that their options were shut up and forget about it. Just wait for the next one. And there was an explosion of anger. And of course, I don't condone the rioting, but what else are these people going to do? Just wait 4 years to tick another box? When you remove all other options but violence, people are left with violence. And people like me and other voices on the right have for years been warning that this is the inevitable result of denying people's concerns on this matter. They don't have anything else. Why is that? This is the thing you need to understand. The native population are the enemy. The immigrants are the clients of the state. Think about this in medieval terms. Let's say you have a, you know, king or lord come to power. Who is he most concerned about? It is those who have a legitimate claim to his title. It's why you often saw younger brothers meeting nasty accidents after the new king came to the throne, because the younger brother has a legitimate claim. You're especially concerned of people that you don't know well, who are outside of your sphere of influence, who also have a claim to your throne or your title. These are people that must be dealt with, and always were dealt with, incredibly harshly. We live in a democracy where, in theory, anyone can engage in the political process and assume political power and all the spoils that go with it. So the native population have a claim to political power and the spoils that go with it. And therefore, they are the enemy, because they can take away what the political elite value the most, which is their power and influence and everything that goes along with it. Whereas the immigrant population generally don't make those claims. They're clients of the state. They're actually quite useful to the state, because there will be this sort of consistent, normally low-level agitation between the native population and the new populations that have been brought in. Sometimes it will be quite harmonious, but as we can see, often it is not harmonious. And it distracts the average people from focusing on where they should be focusing their attentions, which is the ruling class.
To watch the full video, please become a premium member at lotuseaters.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.